Greater than expected rain fell across eastern North Dakota and northwestern Minnesota overnight, and we're going to continue to have a little bit of that rain linger for a while yet this morning. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. A number of locations from the eastern portions of North Dakota into the northwest part of Minnesota have reported rain totals running from 0.6 inches to 1.65 inches in the last 24 hours. The precipitation continues to push deeper into Manitoba southeast and also in north central Minnesota this morning. Precipitation to the southwest hasn't been that great, but there's a line of storms that's arcing back from the Jamestown area back into the Phillips, South Dakota region. Yesterday, quite a temperature contrast occurred from the southwest part of South Dakota into southeastern Montana, where temperatures in Montana were in the upper 60s, while readings in southwestern South Dakota reached 102 degrees at Phillips. Anyway, the frontal boundary continues to push eastward. We do see some new development of thunderstorm activity in south-central parts of South Dakota, and as we go forward through the day now, we will expect to see some additional precipitation occurring across parts of the region. However, the greatest amount of rain is winding down, and I think we are just hours away from seeing the majority of the precipitation shifting to the east and diminishing. We will see some additional moisture, though, in the eastern part of South Dakota and west-central into southwestern portions of Minnesota. Some redevelopment of thunderstorm activity will likely occur in the afternoon after a period of weakening occurs during the latter part of this morning. The moisture totals that are going to occur, though, additionally, will run from about 0.3 inches to around 0.9 inches. There could be something a little bit greater, but the bulk of the greatest rain is now going to be in Manitoba and western Ontario. Most of the precipitation that occurs today will probably not be more than 0.5 or 0.6 inches. Now, after this is over, we'll be back into a dry weather mode. I do not see much additional precipitation for the region anytime in the next full week, and a surface high pressure center of significance will settle in on the region as we get out into the heart of the weekend. And that will bring the temperatures down into a chillier range at night, but we're not going to see any threat of frost across the region, and we're going to see the afternoon temperatures warm up nicely. The highs today across the region are expected to run mostly in the 80s for southern Minnesota and southeastern South Dakota, but in contrast, parts of central North Dakota will be in the upper 60s and 70s. Tomorrow, we expect to see everybody in the 70s, actually upper 70s into the 80s, and we'll look for the temperatures on Saturday more solidly in the 80s. Sunday, another shot of cool air, though, will come around, and we'll look for the highs only in the upper 60s and 70s. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.